John Jurkuch, the bore water station manager, says more than 40,000 bore residents are now able to get purified water. Jurkuch says schools, hotels, government offices and homes now can function normally with access to the clean water.
We have managed to resume production and supply of clean drinking water to the population and to the consumers in both towns as from yesterday on the 14th. November, people are getting clean water. We have our technicians, our operators work very hard. They managed to dive the pumps and we scoop out flood water, and the pumps are now operational.
Bore Water Station, which is the town's main supplier of clean water, was shut down in September when flood waters submerged the pumps. Jurkuch says the station has resumed supplying clean water and urges consumers to pay their monthly subscriptions.
Now that we have resumed, we will need money from them to buy fuel, to buy lubricant, to buy chemicals, to pay the operators for their daily incentive. So one major message is that those households that have pipelines, that have a sand pipe in their compound, they should have burn us with their monthly payment, though they have not consumed for the last one month. We request them to advance so that we will be able to maintain and buy fuel.
Bore Town resident Victoria Yom says she is excited that she now has access to purified water again after months of struggling to get clean water.
Since the water station has opened again, it's a great opportunity to the community members because since it had stopped, water points have been congested, especially the boreholes. People were congested there and there were many. So I think it's a good thing that it has opened again. But what I want to request is that at least if more tap could be opened up in different areas by the government, it can help the community.
Ajung Achek, the head teacher at Black Eagle Academy, says he is excited that pupils at his school have access to clean water again. Achek says the lack of purified water had interrupted learning because at least 300 pupils and teachers at school had to walk to other areas to fill up containers with clean water from boreholes after the bore water station stopped operating.
It had affected us since September when it closed, so the kids could go to the boreholes, and it was hard for them to come to the school. It also affected their studies. So could also wait from them to come from the bore because when they've gone, fetch water. So now it has become easy, so they can just get water here in the school. So, and everything is now going on successfully in the school. Anything that needs water, then water is now available in the school.
Public health officials say drinking water straight from the river is dangerous because it can transmit waterborne diseases such as typhoid. Now that the water station is functional, they urge residents to use the purified water and stop fetching and drinking directly from the Nile. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng, reporting from Bor.